Yes, indeedy. Welcome along, folks.
Welcome along, everybody, to the after show. Show a little bit different now because the old social distancing. There's no video this week.
There's no video because we can't get a camera with a wide enough angle.
Yeah, to get a 2 meter spread. So unfortunately, that's the deal. Yeah. I suppose the benefit and the upside of that is you don't get to look up my hairy snout.
You see, that's the thing. Morning. I mean, you had become like the Metro Golden Mare lion.
I know.
Doing your sort of nasal
my roar
projections
into the week. The roar! Or more of a honk as you looked up me hairy hooter. So no good view of me hairy hooter this week.
So you'll have to be happy with us coming in your ears.
Yeah. Oh yes, it sounds so much better, doesn't it?
As Peter Kay would say,
no more hairy hooter.
Yeah. Was Peter Kay, wasn't it?
I don't know
who had that Charlie FM coming in your ears.
I don't remember that though.
Anyway, hopefully you're all right, folks, and you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing,
Jabez,
and you're getting through, and your old heads are all right, Noel.
Yeah, how's everybody getting on doing not all for anybody? It's like I'm all right with it. I mean, I'm grand. I actually kind of enjoying the laid back lifestyle of it. I mean, yes, of course, there's the underlying how am I going to feed myself when the world ends and stuff. You know, there's all of that. But as the regular, the actual pace of life, I think I just suddenly realised I've been doing way too much over the years.
Yeah.
Way too much. It's time to sit back, throw the jocks off.
You know the way we don't normally do serious things on this podcast, because let's face it, who'd pay any attention to us, a pair of gorillas talking to us? But like, would you be frightened? Or would you just be inconvenienced?
Oh, no.
Because you know the way
terrifying.
Like that is? There's people who are like, like, you know, it's an inconvenience. I can't wait for it to be fixed so that we can move on and, you know, and all of that sort of stuff. And I'm not, they're taking it seriously. They're doing the right thing.
But they're
not necessarily, there's not an underlying fear in them.
Would you be frightened? Oh, well, I think anyone that doesn't have an underlying fear is an absolute mental case. Or a complete psychopath. Or a billionaire.
I swing between the two, you see.
I'm flying off the handle completely. From one minute, the world is literally going to end.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't think the world's ever going to be right again. It'll be different.
Definitely different.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be fucked for as long as we're alive.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
So you don't think there'll be a new normal, I hope. You don't think there'll be a, like, you know, they'll eradicate this like they did with smallpox or typhoid or whatever the hell it was called.
No, I don't think
they
will.
You don't think there'll just be an injection and it'll be like, right, that's the end of that?
I don't think that the damage would be done at that stage, to be honest. Yeah, I am, but I'm a worst case scenario person.
Jesus, you are. For a man who's a comedian. Oh my God.
I'm a worst case scenario regardless. This is the World War II for our generation.
It is the closest I think we'll probably get. Well, God, I hope it's as close as we ever get to a war.
There's a part of me that thinks someone's just going to hit reset on the world. So I don't think we'll ever get back to where we were. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah. But a few people were pointing out, you know,
everyone around you losing their jobs and all.
That's bad. That's terrifying. The economic stuff does scare me because I wonder about whether things will get back to normal.
Yeah,
whether are we going to be back into like when it was, you know, could it ever be worse than when the financial crash was bad? Could it get even worse again?
Yeah.
That's scary. That is scary.
Depending on how long it goes on, for sure. I just spend a lot of my time trying to remind myself we don't live in an economy, we live in a society and blah, blah, blah. But then it just brings out the best and worst in people, doesn't it? There's some absolute scumbags out there. You know, those young fellas who are spitting on people and thinking it's gas crack.
Yeah, imagine that becoming a thing on, you know.
Yeah, like, it was like about 100 kids
coughing into somebody's face, like.
And that's
a challenge.
Absolute
on the internet.
Absolute scumbaggery.
That's just...
Yeah. Scumbaggery. And then there's like, you know, there were literally 100 kids or so up the road from me in the park there the other day, all hanging around and getting chased by the cops and thinking it was great fun. You know what I mean? So there's that sort of thing makes you go, we're bollocks.
Yeah.
But then the other side of things, you look at it and you go, oh, well, maybe we'll be all right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't help feeling like, I look at my sister and all, and you think, there's someone in trouble.
I hope she's listening to this. She's delighted to hear that.
Yeah, yeah, there's me going, now there's someone in serious trouble, you know what I mean?
So you're saying to your sister, you know what I mean? I just want to say to you, I'll be all right, but you're fucked.
I mean, I should be getting, I'd say I'll survive this, but I don't know what you're going to do. You know what it is?
Why? That must be fantastic to be a parent. That's brilliant.
Yeah, obviously. I'm not doing those things.
I know what I'll do. I'll phone my stand-up comedian brother. He'll be able to lift me in these times of gloom. Oh, jeez, I'm glad you rang, because I meant to say to you, I think you're fucked.
What
I don't
you
know where you're going.
Where? How are you going to? So how many of you? The three kids. Oh, my God.
But
that is just me worst case scenario. I mean, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. Like, I mean, that we'll have to recover. We'll all work together. I have to say now,
at times like this, right, it's like, I tell you what, this is like the equivalent I'll draw off you, right? Do you ever do one of those parachute jumps?
Yeah, a few of them, yeah.
Right, okay. You probably did proper ones. You probably did solo ones, did
no,
you?
No, just, I never did.
All right,
no,
okay,
yeah.
No, I've only ever done them in tandem like that, where you're strapped to some lad, right? And it's at times like that, right, I always go to my default position of, I completely absolve myself of all responsibility. Right?
Yeah.
And I kind of I don't think about it. I just think, well, sure, this lad knows what he's doing. And that'll do for me. So I'm.
Yeah, I guess so.
So at the moment, I'm in that thing where when everybody's saying, you know, when all the head honchos in various places are going, look, we will get through this, I'm going, that'll do for me.
That'll do, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do me bit. I'll be in me gaff for a few months or whatever, and give us a shout when it's over, right?
And is that the message from the people that
You know what I mean? Everybody keeps saying it, like, you know, health people and politicians and whatever. It's kind of like, it's terrible, it's bad, it's very bad. Now, you have to do this, but we will survive this. We will get through it, right? That's the bit I'm taking.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean, yeah, yeah. I suppose it's good news in that, though, it's not as bad in Ireland as predicted, and obviously that's because people are doing their bit and staying apart from each other and everything.
Well, that's what I meant to ask you as well. You know, the 15,000 at the end of March, is that still a projection?
No. No, it's not looking like that now.
So that means we did a bit better, yeah?
We're doing a bit better, yeah. It looks like that the social distancing is, or physical distancing, as they want us to call it now, is having an impact. So that's all right, but at the same time, we're at the beginning of a very, very, very long haul.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh,
like,
Jesus.
We haven't really had the tsunami they've been talking about.
Not at all.
Not
yet.
Even
and
close.
And then you think, oh, it's getting better in Italy. And then today
and
you
Wuhan,
find out it's not.
Wuhan supposedly coming out of it a bit.
Wuhan are coming out of it, but you see,
it's not
rules.
Getting better in Italy.
No, they had their second biggest day of deaths yesterday.
Oh, for God's sake.
Maybe it's getting better in the confirmed cases or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Because that's it. Everybody's hoping, waiting for a moment.
And then you get arseholes. Like, you get the arseholes. Like, people who have no... Like, here's us two saying, we don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's better. Hopefully it is. Than whatever we think it is. But then you get, like... Conor McGregor's. And yeah, we know what to do. We know what to do, Ireland, my people. If I'm not punching you in the face, I'm telling you how to live. I have a big mansion and Gucci shoes that look as ugly as my face. And I'll tell you how to do this. Don't listen to the experts. Listen to me. I'm not even a good fighter. I've lost every fight for 4 years. I'm full of shit. So listen to what I have to say. They're like, oh, for God's sake.
That's what you need, yeah.
And they're the people that make people panic and start screaming for lock everyone into their houses and weld them in and all this sort of crap. So those people make me feel worse as well. I start buying into their
crap. Because you actually came
on
Twitter.
And other people that then, you know, the real dickheads are the ones. It's gone too far now. You can't even piss out the door of your own house. Without somebody saying, you're getting too close.
Yeah,
you know, these are the real dickheads.
So, yeah, when somebody gets to the point where it just inconveniences them one step too far, and they suddenly decide everybody's wrong.
This is ridiculous. Yeah.
What do you mean? I always go naked swimming in Glendalough.
Oh, yeah, this is outrageous. I parked in a wheelchair thing for 5 seconds and someone was screaming at me. Yeah, you were screaming at you because you're a selfish, inconsiderate prick that smells like the gone-off cabbage. You look like you are a human virus, so nobody wants you near them. Yeah. Nobody wants you near them. So it's the two extremes that make us all panic and worry and fly off the handle. And then a fucking aegis like me saying what I said, where we're going to be in living memory. Everything I said at the start of this podcast is bullshit. So don't listen to me.
So there you go.
There's some sound advice. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to the wankers like McGregor. Don't listen to other wankers that are around. Don't listen to any of them. They're all full of shit. The only people to listen to are basically the World Health Organization and Dr. Houlihan. Everyone else is kind of full of
crap. I mean, he seems kind of... I mean, what are you supposed to say? He seems, well, I don't know. He seems...
He's an expert.
He seems like an expert. And he seems
he's living it.
He's a trustworthy looking type of dude, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's the only one who can see all the data as it happens.
Yeah.
Odd in a minute, every day. He knows the results of every test as it happens, as it comes in.
It must have been extraordinary when he got that gig, right?
Yeah.
You get the gig as the chief medical officer in the country or whatever. And I'm assuming it's a proper good gig and proper well paid. All that sort of stuff.
Have, this is handy now.
You know what I mean? I would never have heard the name. I would never have known the name of the chief medical officer.
Never in a million years.
I wasn't even sure it was a thing. I thought, Minister for Health or whatever. Yeah, everybody knows there's a Minister for Health. And, you know, head of the HSE. You know there's a head of the HSE.
But, yeah, I wouldn't have thought that was a doctor. I wouldn't know
what it was. And, literally, this man is presiding over...
Yeah.
A once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-multiple-generations
thing. Yeah, they say once-in-a-100-year event or whatever. Jesus, man. Remember when we used to go back to live TV?
Hang on a second. I want to renegotiate my package here.
Oh, what would you give to go back to watching live TV updates and shitting yourself over the beast from the east?
Yeah.
You know, your man with the moustache. This is not a drill. Don't be going out. The snow is going to be very big. Remember that? Remember we were genuinely worried about that shit? I'll never take a storm warning seriously again, that's for sure. This is a real deal.
Well, you fucking didn't take that one seriously. You ended up in a snowdrift.
Okay, grand. Well, I'm glad I did. You won't catch me in no viral snowdrift, that's for sure.
I was just going to say, it's about time the penny dropped with you. Bloody snowdrift, leaving me abandoned in here on my own.
Yeah, yeah.
Shocking it was.
Oh, that was great, though. You got to stay in a hotel over.
That's true. I did actually get a night in the Gibson Elvis.
But I think, in fairness as well, we're in the best country in the world to be in as this shit is happening. I definitely do think that.
Because we're an island?
No, not at all. Because we still have the Lambo or those fucking Egypts that there's nothing we can do with that just won't. They just... Well, we absolutely don't want to do a lockdown. And then the bar says it, they turn looking at it and go, I don't think the Republic has done a hard enough lockdown. Oh, whatever. Yeah, grand. Unfortunately, that means the policies are different. So, not because we're an island, but I just think they're actually handling it.
Yeah.
A non-panicky, decent sort of way of handling it.
We seem to be cherry-picking some of the good bits.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they've done the... Somebody was saying it's a model similar to
South Korea and Japan.
On one side. And then somebody was saying that some of the economic stuff is similar to the Danish thing or whatever.
As bad as it's going to get, and it's going to get Jesus bad, it's got like when you look at what happened in India, where they just locked up 1.3 billion people or something into the gaffes. Sure, that's...
I have no idea. I would find that hard to imagine it even happening.
Same.
Because I can't, for the life of me, imagine that all Irish people would adhere to us. I think you'd get those people that you were talking about, literally that people who go, what? Don't be ridiculous. Get out of my way there. Of course I'm going down here. No, you're not. You're locked in. You don't understand. I'm going to have to arrest you. Yeah, don't be ridiculous. You won't be arresting me.
You will, all right. I'm going down the park to lick the handrails like I do every Sunday. Lick the handrails and the steps. I've been down it since I was a young fella. I'm still alive now, ain't I?
Yeah. I say my liberties.
Smell of blood.
I know. So I find it hard to imagine that it could even be enforced.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you enforce it. With those amount of numbers, I don't know. I really don't know. Unless you start getting the old rubber bullets out and shooting lads or whatever.
For God's sake.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're not going to
I don't think we'll end up down that road. Hope not.
So hopefully that's it, I suppose. Stay away from each other, everybody.
Yeah.
If you see me, don't say hello. I've had one case where someone's going to get a picture of you with the young fellow. I said, no.
Yeah. Do you think you'll? Do you ever think about getting it?
Yeah.
I don't mean like you'd be actively pursuing it. Do you know what I was thinking I was doing today? I think I might go out and get that. That COVID-19. I believe.
Yeah, I think it's going
on. I believe it's very popular. A lot of people
get a belt of it. Loads of people. No,
but I mean, do you ever worry that, like, despite all, because in fairness, in here we're socially distant. What's it called again?
Physical distance.
Yeah, we're in different rooms when it comes to doing the show, and everybody's real conscious. Minimum staff, and you're all the meters and all that sort of stuff, and loads of hand lumen sanitizer and all that sort of stuff. But you ever think like you'll just. You know what I mean?
I couldn't give a shit if I get it. It makes no odds to me. It's just me ma. I'm worried about me ma.
Yeah.
I'm passing it on to me ma. Yeah, that's the only thing that worries me, because she's like, an L one, she's very high risk. Like, yeah, she's had a cough for 11 years.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
So she's really, really high
risk. I don't
think
that qualifies as a sudden new cough.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Been around for 11 years.
11 years. So she gets another one on top of it, she's dead.
Yeah.
She will be dead. That scares the shit out of me.
I have a mate who gave up cigarettes recently, right? He had a bad cold over Christmas or whatever. He gave up cigarettes and he hasn't stopped coughing since. And I mean, and you ring him up to check him
because this is over.
You ring him up to check that he's okay or whatever, you know. And he sounds like he's on death's door. Do you know what I mean? But he hasn't set foot outside his house, because he knows he'd be a high risk or whatever. And it's just mad listening to him. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah, if I was him now, I'd be ringing people. Yeah, just pick us up the smokes, will you? Jesus, I'm not even going to smoke. I'm just going to eat the tobacco out of the palm of my hand. I'm going to put it on my salad.
I've got to stuff them in my ears so I don't have to listen to myself coughing anymore. Oh, Lord. Right, anyway, listen. Right. Let's get out of here.
Stay safe. Stay away from me.
Exactly. Stay away from
each other. Keep washing your hands and your willy and everything else that may be touching off.
Look, if you have us, wash us, for God's sake.
Yeah,
whatever
it is.
If
you have
us,
wash us. Yeah, definitely. Jeez, that's the best. That's the slogan of the country. If you have them, wash them. Put your hands. Fucking everything. I just went to turn off the camera. It's not on.